A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Amelia.
I've always felt like the luckiest girl in the world. I had the best parents who were both doctors.
In school, I was a top achiever.
And I did what I loved best, basketball. I was the star in my team. But apart from all the greatness I had in life, there was one flaw. I was born with a condition called hyponychia, meaning I didn't have nails on all my fingers. As a child, I thought it was cool because my parents said so. But soon noticed that other kids treated me funny because of it.
Hey, what happened to your hand? It's always been that way. Super cool, right?
All of them ran away like I had a disease. When I figured out that my hand actually freaked other kids out, I refused to leave the house.
Why can't you just heal my hand so I can be like other kids? Everyone treats me like an alien.
It's not something we can reverse, dear. It's your own perfect flaw.
When my parents saw that I wasn't ready to reason with them, they bought me a pack of fancy gloves to wear to school.
Your hands are awesome, but if this makes you more comfortable...
It does. Thanks.
For me, as long as no one saw my hands, my life was perfect. Then, the new neighbors arrived. I was throwing out the trash from the house one day when I saw them moving into the house next to us. I went over to help them and hopefully make new friends.
Hi, I'm Amelia, your next-door neighbor.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and that's my mom.
Crystal seemed really friendly, unlike her mother, who looked like a hissing snake.
Crystal, quit the chit-chat and move those things!
Let me help.
I went to pick up a box from the van, but the woman grabbed my hand.
If you know what is good for you, you'll stay away from us.
I just want to help.
Oh, maybe you just want to meet Jackie.
Jackie? Is that your child too?
Yes, my favorite child. Jackie! Jackie!
When I saw Jackie, I died and resurrected. Jackie was nearly a 4-foot hound. He looked like he wanted to eat me. I ran home screaming for my mom. Later in the evening, when I told my mom about the woman next door, Mom was furious.
I could definitely sue her for the threat. Maybe she was just playing. How can you say that? In fact, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind right now.
How about we bake a pie instead and give it to her as a welcome present? Maybe she just wasn't in a good mood.
Dad supported the idea, and since Mom always listened to him, the next morning, Mom and I baked a pie and carried it over to the neighbors. Crystal was the one who opened the door.
I'm so sorry for what my mom did to you that day.
She's a bit crazy.
That's okay. Is she home?
The porch suddenly felt icy when Crystal's mom appeared at the doorway.
How may I help you? Hi, I'm Amelia's mom. We baked this pie to welcome you and your beautiful daughter.
To my relief, the woman's stony expression melted off.
Oh, really? This is so sweet. I'm Mrs. Freeze.
She took the pie, and we happily turned to go. And that's when I felt something warm and soft hit the back of my head.
Ow!
Mom and I turned to see that Mrs. Freeze had just thrown the pie at me.
Stay away from my property and keep your stupid pie.
She slammed the door shut, and I had to hold Mom back from attacking the woman.
You hurt her. I don't want you anywhere near her.
I swore to stay away from the new neighbor, but fate had other plans. At school, some days later, our school's principal announced that we had a new basketball coach. But when it was time for our new coach to arrive, the lollipop I was sucking on dropped to the floor at the sight of Mrs. Freeze coming into the basketball court.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be your new coach. Please treat me well.
She didn't even act as if she recognized me. Emily, a girl in my team who was very jealous of my success, was soon tripping over her feet to impress her.
Welcome, ma'am. At least no one will be more favored now.
What do you mean?
The former coach treated Amelia here specially.
That's not true.
Who asked your permission to speak? Off the court now!
What?
Or would you prefer to be dropped off the team?
Upset, I went to the bleachers, and everyone else started playing. My team won, but I was so furious that I didn't get to play, so I decided to confront Mrs. Freeze and set things straight with her. But when I got to her office door, Mrs. Freeze was crying over a baby picture. I was so stunned I turned around and bumped right into Emily.
Came to bribe your way onto Mrs. Freeze's good side.
Can you drop it? I don't need to bribe any coach. I'm a natural.
Well, we have scouts coming in for our next game this weekend. We will see who is awesome then. Glove tag.
Being picked by the scouts was a big step towards my dream of playing in the WNBA. Even though I was confident of my skills, I practiced more so I could impress them. But something happened that risked everything I had been working hard for. The morning before the game, I went to the bathroom to wash up, but slipped and fell. I sprained my right hand, but what hurt the most was what my parents said next.
Well, this means no game for you today.
Dad, this is a golden opportunity to be a big sports star.
And how are you supposed to do that with one arm? Besides, I doubt that witch you have as a coach would let you play at all.
There was no winning the argument with them, so the moment they left for work, I dressed up and hurried to the city's basketball court. I was already late. They were just about to start when I arrived.
Is that bandage a stunt to get the scouts' pity?
She's not faking. I know a broken arm when I see it.
I worked hard for this, ma'am. A broken arm won't stop me. I expected Mrs. Freeze to get mad and order me out of the game, but to my shock, she asked for a handshake.
You're either very stupid or very brave. Either way, I'm beginning to like your guts. Reminds me of my much younger self.
Just as I was about to accept the handshake, I noticed that Mrs. Freeze had high-punted Chia, too.
Hey, your hand. It's just like...
What? Never seen a nail-less hand before?
Actually, I...
Take your position. Game time.
And just like that, she went back to being cold. Despite my one-handedness, I scored more points than any other player. It was a pain, but it was worth it because the scouts signed me up for a national game next year. Emily was green with envy. Later that night, I was struggling with how I could tell my parents about the offer I had gotten when Dad burst in angrily and threw some flowers at me.
Mrs. Freeze gave me this at the porch to give you for playing so well today.
You snuck out to the game? And when did you become all chummy for Mrs. Crazy to give you flowers?
I felt the color drain off my face as both parents glared at me.
Have you taken off your gloves since you met her?
No. Why?
Never mind. For your disobedience, we are moving out of this neighborhood tomorrow, and you will change schools.
Like, pack our bags and go to a new house kind of leave?
Exactly.
Honey, that's too sudden.
Then next week.
Dad's behavior and decision was completely odd, but it was just the beginning. After that...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Day, he began to act super paranoid. He became strict about dropping me off at school and picking me up. And if I had to go anywhere, Dad would tag along as if he felt someone would steal me away. His actions made me super suspicious, so I decided to investigate Mrs. Freeze. One night, I crept out of the house to hers and knocked on Crystal's window.
Hey, Chris, can I see you for a sec?
She came out and we sat on the grass.
I just wanted to ask about your mother and send her my thanks for the flowers.
She got you flowers? Seems like you're beginning to grow on her. My mom never gets flowers for anyone.
So she's always, like, super cold to people? To you?
Hey, don't blame her. She's living up to our family name. Freeze. Being cold should be our family mark. Strangers. Anyway, she says a stranger stole something very important from her, so she doesn't trust anyone.
We talked some more, and Crystal revealed she was being homeschooled because of a health condition that made her weak.
I have to go now. Mom will freak if she sees me out here.
Just as she was about to go, she suddenly had a bad cough, and her mom appeared looking angry again.
You! What did you do to Crystal?
Nothing, ma'am. We were just talking.
In the middle of the night? I knew you could be a bad influence. Don't ever come near my daughter again.
I watched speechlessly as Mrs. Freeze went inside with Crystal. I couldn't believe she was the same person that gave me flowers. Despite her warning, I planned to go check on Crystal in the morning. But the next morning, I woke up to Dad and Mom packing things into a truck.
What are you guys doing?
I told you, we're moving this week.
I thought you were just kidding.
Kidding? We're leaving the country today.
My head spun at Dad's words.
Dad, you can't do this. I just want a chance to play in the Nationals. Mom, please talk to Dad.
Dad says he has serious bad vibes about staying here with Mrs. Crazy Next Door, or as your coach. Go in and pack. Essentials only. We need to leave here before she comes back from work.
Dad just didn't make sense. So when they turned their backs, I broke out in a run towards school.
Amelia, get back here!
At this point, I could bet all my money that Mrs. Freeze was Dad's ex, and he didn't want us to find out. Well, I was going to. However, at the moment I stepped into school, I was cornered by Emily and her friends.
I can't put it past me that you beat me with one hand. Told ya, I was born and soaked in awesomeness. Or your gloved hand is hiding some kind of magic you're cheating with. Just admit that I'm better than you and get over it. Prove me wrong then. Show us what's beneath the gloves.
I knew Emily was going to use force if I didn't cooperate. To make things worse, half of the school was now gathered around us, and I just couldn't let them all see my hand. Just then, I saw someone who could get me out of this mess.
Mrs. Freeze, please save me!
She ignored me as if she didn't know what was going on. Obviously, she was still mad at me from last night. Emily and her friends jumped on me then and succeeded in pulling off my gloves.
O-M-G! E.T. has got a sister!
The laughter was deafening.
Ew, it's like a toad's hand!
Just when I felt I would faint, Mrs. Freeze barged into the circle and grabbed my hand.
Amelia, are you okay?
She's a freak, ma'am!
If she's a freak, so am I!
She raised her hands, showing her nail-less fingers.
Freaky, freaky! Now run, before I put all of you in detention!
She helped me to the school garden, where I finally caught my breath.
Amelia, I am so sorry—
I called you to help me! You ignored me!
It's you. You're the only one in the world with those hands. My baby. Please forgive me.
Your baby? Don't touch me!
You heard her! Don't touch her! You have some guts to say that to me after stealing my daughter!
Dad? What's she talking about?
He's not your dad! And she's not your mom! I am.
What?
I told you to stay away from this insane—
No. She's right. We are not Amelia's parents. Her daughter, Crystal, is our real child.
Mom and I went white with shock. My ears were ringing.
15 years ago, I went to a park with my months-old baby. A man came with a baby in a stroller, too. We made small talk, and then I needed to use the public restroom. When I returned, he had taken my baby and replaced mine with his own.
Dad, that man was you?
Honey, tell me she's lying, please.
What was I supposed to do?
You were in a coma for months after you gave birth. Then I discovered that our baby was very sick. I thought she wouldn't make it past her first birthday, and I didn't want you to go through that. If I knew she would survive, I would have never—
This is why you wanted us to leave!
Yes. The day she gave me those flowers, I saw her hands and recognized her as your real mother. I'm so sorry.
For years, I searched for you, Amelia. Losing you turned me into a bitter and unhappy person.
Crystal arrived then, and from the look on her face, she had heard everything.
What is all this I'm hearing? You are not my real mom?
Crystal, what are you doing here?
I saw and heard all the commotion this morning at Amelia's place, and I was so curious I had to follow.
I don't believe this. Is that enough proof for you?
Mrs. Freeze gave my mom a copy of my birth certificate, and written in it was my condition in details. With this alone, Dad's fate was sealed. That same day, Mrs. Freeze called the cops on Dad. It hurt to see him arrested, but he had to pay for his crimes.
No! Amelia is my daughter!
My heart broke for Mom, and I hugged her.
Of course I still am.
There's more to being related than blood, right? But today, you have found another daughter. Show her some love.
It was the most emotional moment of my life. Dad went straight to jail from there. It hurt to see him arrested, but he had to pay for his crimes.
Will you move in with me now?
How about we all move in together?
Whatever you want, dear. As long as you're there.
The four of us rented a bigger house, and even though it was super awkward at first, over time, we all drew closer together. Somehow.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, the experience made me stronger. I stopped wearing gloves. And thanks to having Mrs. Freeze as my mom and coach, I became even more unstoppable at basketball. But I still had one more enemy to defeat.
So, you got my beauty, my basketball talent,
and your spooky nail thing.
Thanks to the spooky nail thing that I was able to recognize you the moment you pulled off that glove.
Just then, Emily walked in and her face soured like limes.
What's going on here?
I'm bribing the coach, who happens to be my mom.
Your mom?
Yes, I am. And you know what a mom hates most in the world? A person who picks on her child. I'd run if I were you.
Emily went red in the face and picked race. She gave me a wide berth from then on. I learned that you should embrace whatever imperfection you have. No one can ever hold it against you. And if you do bad things to hurt others, it will come back to bite you in the nose. It's just a matter of time.